phone is on here now.
Good, thank you.
Thank you for helping us work out this platform and the other thing last night and everything, and tell you I'm mighty proud of you. Ruther was in here this morning, and he and I agreed that you were about the best, and I told him I sure wanted him to leave no stone unturned for you, and he said that he's going all the way. I called you because I want to talk to my friend Tom Dodd. He and I were NYA administrators together and served in the House and Senate, and I've got a good many communications from all over the country. I got some California and some from Chicago and some from Virginia and just a variety of them, some New England, that feel like that Tom's a pretty strong fellow, strong conviction, and makes a good fight and a good speaker, and had a good liberal record, labor and civil rights and other things, and good foreign relations, and I would like him considered for vice president, and I told him I wanted to talk to him before I did anything about it, and he doesn't have much personal interest. He's like you, he's running for re-election, but I thought I'd talk to him, and I'm going to, and after I get through seeing him, I'm going to talk to Hubert, and a lot of folks for Hubert. I want to see just how he feels about it, talk to him, and I'd rather think he and I'll have a meeting of the minds, and I'll make an announcement this evening. I wanted you, I don't know who else to talk to in Michigan, but I thought I knew you better than any of the rest of them, and then after the announcement, I wish you'd talk to whoever, one or two you think, give them a little background, because I don't want any jealousy or any envy just talking to one person. On the other hand, I didn't want to decide until I talked to all of you, and that's about the way the ball's going to bounce. Yeah, I think that's right. And if that's the way the ball will bounce, I'm going to touch every base, just like I'm touching it with you now. I'm going to talk to Dick Daly and some of the other boys later, as soon as I can get them on the phone. I've talked to John Connolly. I'm going to try to talk to Carl Sanders, different ones, and then I'll make an announcement probably after the vice president, after the presidential thing's out of the way. I don't think I ought to be presumptuous by acting beforehand.
If,
not at all. And I think if when the announcement comes through after the presidential speech is made, you ought to go to that television, see that you get on it. Say there's a lot of good men considered. You, like everybody who's been mentioned, they're strong men, but you think that the man I recommended is a man that the convention pretty general consensus for anyway, and that he's been a leader, and we got a battle in the Midwest, and you think it'll be a perfect ticket. I don't let these belly achers from Alabama stay on television all the time. Y'all go up there and elbow your way into it.
Amen.
And just say it. You just think it's the best ticket they've had since you've been voting.
And,
well, we're going to nominate those two, my judgment. And just don't say anything about it, though, until I get it cleared. I haven't even talked to Hubert yet. Thank you. That'll be done. That'll be done, Tom.
Thank you very much.
I mean.